daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today is Friday, and we conclude our discussion on communication skills. When we started on Monday, I made a point that speaking is overrated. And the reality is that great speakers can get ahead quickly, while bad speakers can literally implode their careers. We all know of people that are way above where they should be because they're great speakers and they're wonderful communicators. But maybe they're not good at much else. But the reality of it is that got them somewhere and it makes a huge difference. And that's why when we say they're overrated, that's really what we're referring to. On Tuesday, we talked about analyzing your audience. And if you truly want to be a good speaker, you have to figure out who it is that you're speaking to and prepare yourself accordingly. And on Wednesday, we talked about preparing your dialogue in advance. And if you take the time to really think about what message you want to say and what you want to come out and have some intelligent things to bring to a discussion, all of a sudden, you're looked at in a much different light. And then if you do what we suggested Thursday, which is to rehearse in advance, so not only are you thinking about what you want to say, maybe we're even taking notes and writing some things down, but you're actually taking the step to practice them out loud, that makes all the difference in the world because now you've prepared. And we all know that sometimes you think what you think you want to come out of your mouth comes out differently than it actually does. And if you take the time to verbalize it ahead of time, in other words, practice out loud, it can make a big difference in how that message lands. So I think it's really important to take that last step and actually rehearse and really have the discipline to do it out loud. And maybe if it's a big enough presentation that you're doing, do it many times over and over again until you get it exactly the way you want it. Now, what we do know is that some of the most successful people often have the greatest communication skills. So if you put some preparation into what you want to say, you can sit back and watch the benefits to your business and your career. So I encourage you to give it a shot. Take the time to prepare. Take the time to do what you need to do and just watch the results you get. If you're not listening to the 90 Second Navigator each day, just subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. And I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And what it takes, it's a few minutes a day. Not that difficult to get here. Listen to it in the morning when you're at the gym, on your way to work, but just find the time, the few minutes a day to get here. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But remember, if you know you're going to be in front of a group of people, especially if they're an important group of people, take the time to rehearse what you're going to say, to think it through, and to make sure the message comes out the way you want it to. It can make a huge difference in your career. It can make a huge difference in your business. It can make a huge difference in your life.